This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Triton.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Do the Triton up.
And we dance as good as we swim. Yeah. This is a very amusing image, not because it's like a fish man, but he looks very concerned, but he's also even, hey.
Like, yeah, he is kind of doing a real hey.
Hey, how's it going? He doesn't want to see you, but he's just kind of acknowledging you.
He could also, if you imagine his hand being animated and shaking it back and forth on like the yaw axis, like, he's kind of doing that. Like, should we eat at, you know, the Triton Deli?
Man, this is probably a record for getting off topic. I was at the grocery store yesterday, and the Meyer near me has gotten very aggressive with free samples. Mandatory free samples. Like, normally they just kind of post up at their little counter, you know, and like just they make eye contact and kind of point it toward you and say, no, thank you. I'm walking around. I've got headphones in because I'm a terrible human, and they're chasing after me. Their leash has been lengthened.
And I'm doing
the Triton wave here. Like, no, it's fine. I really don't want that piece of cheesecake. And then, like, one of them just like kept on talking. I pulled one out. I was like, oh, they're giving
out a gun.
I pulled out a headphone, and like, yeah. they're doing free lunch up at the deli. And it's like, I ate before I came, but also no, I'm good. Thank you.
I'm okay.
Stop chasing me down with food.
I've done in those kind of situations that I'm not, you know, I should just be more assertive and open.
You took the food like a regular human?
No. Well, I don't have this weird aversion to free samples, no. Okay. But I sometimes will pretend to get a phone call.
Oh,
like, yeah. If I just can't handle something like that, I'll be like, oh, you know, I'll put up one finger and then walk away going, hello?
You're right. No. I haven't heard a phone ring for 7 years.
Yeah.
So you can totally just do that.
Yeah, it doesn't have to ring. It's like you have headphones in.
Yeah.
You know, you could even just start talking and they'll assume you're on a Bluetooth.
Right.
You know, so like the fake phone call, and I shouldn't have to do that, right? I don't have to do it.
Right.
But I should, you know, I could just be like, no, thank you. I'm assertive.
It's a very loose have to. Oh, yeah. I was assertive. I was like, no, thank you. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
And they just kept on coming. They kept on coming at me.
They got to make their quotas.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, too. It's not their fault. It's like some weird, you know, vice president in charge of Meyerism. Like, saying like, hey, you know, the free samples aren't moving enough. Like, we keep putting out free samples for some fucking, like, something we like to call a chicken biscuit bite, and nobody's buying chicken biscuit bites. So like, unless we, you know, up the samples, like, oh, they can't, the problem can't be that just like people just are not interested in this frozen confection. We own them,
right?
You know, let's send people out to Harangum.
Yeah, so what you're saying is my grocery store has turned into season 4 of The Wire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very much so.
Huh.
We can't not like talk about the Triton. Like, can't literally just go from like doing and then that'd be the only thing we talk about the Triton. we didn't say what they are.
Right. Sorry.
Okay.
That image really it woke up a memory from yesterday. So Triton, these are like minor beings from the elemental plane of water. That come down for some purpose unknown to man. They're like,
they've been placed.
Yes.
So they've been sent here.
Yeah.
We don't know why. And they're just mermen.
Right. But they've got legs.
They're mermen with legs.
Right.
And have like an individual, like a mermaid's tail for a foot.
Right. They're like JV Poseidons.
Yes. And like, they're fine.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like my favorite detail from this. So they're mostly good. They ride around sea lions. They have a conch that makes every animal, you know, sea animal run away except for giant squids. All that stuff's fine.
Right.
My favorite thing is Tritons live either in giant undersea castles, 80% chance, or a finely sculpted cavern. How pissed would you be if you missed that dice roll?
God.
I could be in a great undersea castle.
Uh-huh.
Tie me the fuck up for a finely sculpted cavern. Look at the wainscoting on this corner here. I know there's no furniture. It's a cavern. Oh, no, there's no food either. But look at this wainscoting. You know? Fuck you, man. I've
been watching this old house.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, not me. I don't know what else is a part of a house.
This
what
old
else
cave.
Is a piece of a carved cavern?
You know,
wainscoting, bevels.
This archway. Yeah.
Archway. Yeah. But I mean, archway, I don't think that would be in a cavern. I feel like that's part of the great undersea castle.
I suppose. I see, cavern. I don't know if I can go along with you. I was laughing, you know, because that's what I do.
Whiteness, yeah.
Yeah, I can't go along with you because I don't see the difference. Like a castle, you know, is just like it's like an artificial, you know, it's like an artificial cavern when you're under the sea. Like what does it matter? There's no light and everything's filled with silt.
It's been 6.5 years, and this is where I learned that you don't see that there's a difference between a castle and a cavern.
Right. They share most of the same letters.
Well, yeah. And sex castle. Sex cavern.
I thought they closed the place down.
Yeah. Boy, I think there's a pretty big difference between a cavern and a castle.
Yeah. I think that you are putting either more weight on how nice this castle is, this great undersea castle. I'm putting a lot of weight on how finely sculpted these caverns are.
What I'm saying, you know how sculpted your wall is, it's still bounded by the fact that it's a cavern.
Right.
Like, well, imagine the coolest cavern you can imagine as a place to live.
Yeah, Does it have a cool ossuary or something? Like, you're a fish man. It just floats up. It goes to the top.
I guess that's true. That makes all of these places pretty foul.
like I said, there's no light. Everything's full of silt.
It's true. We don't actually know what they do for bathrooms, though, because if you look at like closely at this illustration, it definitely looks like Triton ain't got no dick.
Yeah, so Triton definitely got like a mad case of Ken crotch going on. Yeah, so
Ken crotch. So maybe there's no bathroom. Maybe they're just like purely efficient beings. You know,
yeah.
Like they vomit force from their mouth like a perfect cube that can be used to fertilize and grow 1,000 like kelp farms.
That's what they make the castles out of.
No, I don't think so, man. They got the team castle. Just not making out of Triton shit. It's a great undersea castle. I guess we got to get the monster ecology version of this to settle this once and for all. Yeah. I just feel like a cavern is not going to have like a rec room. You know, it's not going to have anything that I associate with a castle.
Gary, I guess what I'm thinking is a rec room is what you make of it. Anywhere can be a rec room as long as it has bumper pool.
This is real like again. Imagine just a cavern with a bumper pool thing in the middle versus like a stately
Most
room.
Rec rooms are in the basement anyway.
I'm not a castle. Do I have to explain castles? Do I need to send you a copy of David McCauley's castles to you? So you can see a cool cutaway?
Send me a box set of the Nathan Fillion show Castle.
Yeah. Do you need to, boy, the castle, like in a castle, the basement dungeon.
I understand.
Or Juliet. In a cavern, there's no basement. It's just a series of finely sculpted tubes like a fancy intestine. And there's no bathroom. There's no rumpus room. There's no bumper pool. There's no kitchen. Like, where do you make food in a cavern?
I guess what I'm saying is you designate one of the tunnels to be your kitchen. I don't know what's so hard about this.
It sucks. It's like take the
hallways,
all the time.
Gary, take the hallways and the rooms, okay? Take the hallways and the rooms of a castle, except yep. Like the walls are not exposed to the air. You just decided to make the exact same thing inside of a fucking underwater mountain, okay? That's what you have.
I don't think finely sculpted implies like having cool square rooms.
I think it does. Because they're sculpted, you can sculpt it to be square.
But it's finely. I feel like this means lots of like filigree.
Yeah.
And like fleur-de-lis and stuff. Not in a functional sense. That would be like if it was like utilitarianly crafted.
I don't know. I think one comes before the other. I think when you get sculpted
to be like a castle cavern. It's either great undersea castles or finely sculpted to be like a castle caverns.
We should have ended the show 5 punchlines ago. I don't know why you're pressing this issue.
I think it is an insane take. Especially you, who is so used to creature comforts. Like, I just feel like a castle just seems like something that, not like you specifically like creature comforts, but like uh-huh. We're both men who like the bathroom.
Right.
And the, just being in a place where it's like, yeah, this is the shitting room.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems every part of that screams no. Like, the construct of you I have in my mind recoils at that idea, and now this strange new Cole that I'm confronted with is like, yeah, have a shitting room, have an eating room, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's well, you're underwater, so it's all bets are off, Gary. That's
I don't know. In space, they don't just have like, so imagine in space, right?
It's
like
in space, you just shit in a bag in a closet.
Yeah, why wouldn't they shit in, like, they're Tritons, they're like, they're intelligent, they're well, neutral good, like, why are they
like,
shitting
like we said, they vomit up a cube which they use to build their castles.
Like, that's not supported by the text. Yeah.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.